He's been to Oklahoma many times before, back in 2013, once again at the Oklahoma Peanut Expo. Tyrum Spearman is the editor of the Peanut Farmer magazine, as well as the Peanut Market newsletter. And Tyrum indicated to the Oklahoma Peanut Producers Gathering at the Expo that 2012 was a pretty good growing season nationally for peanuts. Had a pretty good crop here in Oklahoma, most certainly. And the problem right now is trying to get these things cleared out in advance of next year's crop.
Yes, it was a record year, and it's bringing on some problems now of how to get rid of these peanuts before the time to plant the new crop. We are moving as fast as we can. Shellers are operating at capacity right now. The export market is bumped up and stepping up and buying peanuts, not only in Europe, but also in China, which is the first time we've been able to tap that market. So we're moving them fast as we can. We just hope we can do it so we can get a good contract for the fall.
No matter what, Spearman believes that Oklahoma producers will have a chance to get pretty decent contracts here for the 2013 growing season.
Well, I think Oklahoma's in good shape because they grow some varieties that we need in the market. The high oleics, which is gives a better shelf life for a peanut, that is in high demand. Also, the Spanish, we've got a shortage of Spanish. We got too many runners growing in the southeast. So the Spanish, I think the Oklahoma boys are in probably the best shape of any state in the nation as far as new varieties and production this coming year.
Over the last few years, we've had a real battle for acres of some of our spring-planted crops, corn and soybeans and cotton, especially battling it out. Cotton's been something of a loser, it seems like. Wheat acreage has also shrank somewhat. But when it comes to peanut acreage, Spearman believes that we've got enough market incentive to keep the numbers up as far as acres are concerned. And he says that will reward producers that are willing to step in and do the management necessary to grow peanuts successfully.
We're not a big commodity, but we do need peanuts. We need about 2.2 million tons produced every year. Well, that's about 200,000 acres of peanuts we have to have to fill this market and the export market. Now, we have to compete as a peanut against the cotton price, which is approaching 90 cents a pound, and we compete against corn at $7 and soybeans at $12. So that land competition is what will set the price on peanuts this year, especially in the southeast where we can grow corn, cotton, or peanuts.
And finally, Spearman was also willing to talk a little bit about farm policy. The peanut growers were generally supportive of Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas during 2012 when he was saying that we needed a farm bill that was workable for everybody in the country, not just the shallow loss program that was being pushed by Midwestern producers. Spearman believes that the peanut growers will continue to fight hard and support efforts to get a five-year farm bill done here in 2013.
Well, in peanuts are a part of the farm bill. We're in there with all the other commodities. We're hoping that they will give us a five-year bill. Our goal is a $3.55 per ton loan rate. We want to keep the loan program so we can have a place to put our peanuts at harvest and not get zero. Then you've got a reference price, which we hope will be $5.34. If peanuts don't average $5.34, you'll qualify on your base for a payment. But right now, peanuts are above that, and the government doesn't help. It just protects us a little bit, and we just don't want to have no safety net when it comes to peanuts.
A man who wears several hats when it comes to the peanut industry, Tyrum Spearman, who's the editor of the Peanut Farmer magazine, also edits a newsletter, Peanut Market News, as well as the executive director of the National Peanut Buying Points Association as well. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.